Now, if you are a fan of Netflix's original series, Orange is the New Black, you are probably aware of how much actress Uzo Aduba brings to the program. She plays Litchfield inmate Suzanne Warren, known as Crazy Eyes, and her performance is tender, terrifying, aggressive, and vulnerable. Here she is talking about love.
It's like you become more you, which normally is like, but now it's okay, because the person, like whoever, they chose to take all that weird stuff, whatever's wrong or bad or hiding in you. Suddenly it's all right. I don't feel like such a freak anymore.
Critics have noticed her, too. She recently received her first Emmy nomination for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series. So, you know, we had to catch up with her. Uzo Aduba is with us now. Welcome. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to ask you to tell us your full name, if you don't mind.
No problem. My full name is Ozaamaka Aduba. My first name, it means the road is good.
The road is good. All right. And you were born in Massachusetts, but your family's from Nigeria. Yeah. And I read a story that at one point when you were in school, you wanted to change it because you said none of your classmates could pronounce it. Yeah. Instead, your mother had a very different perspective on that. Tell us what she said.
Yeah. I grew up in a very small town in Massachusetts, and it goes without saying that there weren't many Nigerian families in that town. And a lot of people couldn't say Ozaamaka. And so I came home from school one day and, you know, I said to my mother, she was busy cooking, I said, Mommy, can you call me Zoe? And she stopped and she turned and she looked to me and in her Igbo accent, she said, why? And I said, because no one can say Ozaamaka. And I thought Zoe was like a close switch up from Ozaamaka, Uzo for short, Uzo, Zoe. It was kind of sounded a little bit in the family, at least. And without skipping a beat, my mother, she said, if they can learn to say Tchaikovsky and Michelangelo and Dostoevsky, then they can learn to say Ozaamaka. And we never discussed it again.
Never discussed it again. No. You know, there's a theme here. I understand that actually on the day that you got this role, you were actually thinking of quitting acting. Is that true?
Yes, I actually did quit acting the day I got Orange is the New Black. You know, I'd been auditioning for film and television and taking a step away from the theater and was really aggressively pursuing it. And all I kept hearing over and over and over again was no at every audition. And I'm first generation. My family's from Nigeria. And I was feeling like my parents always wanted something. You know, they came here with an American dream. My mom, she really just wanted the best life for us. And I was wondering if I was just kind of wasting that life. And I'd gone to this audition for Blue Bloods and I got lost, and I thought it was a sign that I wasn't supposed to be doing this, that the universe, God, was telling me, this is not for you. You need to find something else and do that and live your life with purpose there. And so I really moved on in my heart. And about an hour or so later, I got the phone call that I had gotten Orange, which I had auditioned for about a month earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that all of that informs the work now?
Absolutely. I think, first and foremost, for me, it reestablished my faith. It gave me an opportunity and a voice to speak and let my art live, which is all I've ever wanted to do. And somebody like Suzanne, who could easily be voiceless, I think I became even more passionate to make sure that her point of view and her voice be heard when I was working on the part.
In season two, we've really gotten to know a lot more about Suzanne and her story. Fascinating backstory. I hope I'm not spoiling anything for anybody to find out that she was adopted by a white family and really struggled to fit in. Is there anything that you think you've learned from her that you want to pass on to us in playing this character?
Absolutely. I think the thing that she's taught me more than anything is it's okay to be just you. You know, she, as different and as, you know, off the wall, and some of her choices might be so different from the ones that any of us might make in our life, she is 100% and authentically herself always at all times. And she's not afraid to love hard, no matter what the cost. And that opening and openness of spirit, I think, is something that I will carry with me for the rest of my life.
So, you know, we're talking about global stories this hour, and we've been meeting people throughout this hour of people who have touched the diaspora in many different ways and who live in the diaspora in many different ways. As I mentioned, you know, born here, roots there. Now you're at this very interesting place in kind of American celebrity and kind of dealing with that whole piece. Do you think you have some wisdom or guidance to share about whatever led you to this place at this time that you might want to pass on to other people?
Absolutely. When I moved to New York City, my mom, she dropped me off the train station and she stopped the car and she just said to me, she said, "Ozo, just work hard. I don't know what will come. I don't know when it will come. But if you work hard, I know something will come." And that stayed on my spirit. It like seeped into the marrow of my soul that if I can just work hard, I don't know what the thing will be, something will come. And the other part of it that she said, "I've never heard of nothing coming from hard work." And for me, that would be the thing that I would pass on. I've never heard of nothing coming from hard work. I've heard of nothing coming from nothing, but I've never heard of absolutely nothing coming from hard work. So regardless the industry you're going into, but if you can put your whole self into it and do the best job that you can do and try with all of your might, something will come.
Uzo Aduba plays Suzanne Crazy Eyes Warren on the Netflix original series Orange is the New Black, and she was kind enough to join us from our studios in New York City. Uzo Aduba, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much, and congratulations on your show, and I wish you all the best. I'm so thankful to be here in these last days.